Senator, you and Assemblymember Monica Wallace are calling on the Attorney General's office to look into the buyouts of some OTB executives for the Western region. What are your main concerns about that?
Well, after a fiasco at the Erie County Water Authority under Assemblymember Wallace's leadership, you know, we passed the Severance Pay Limitation Act. So you can't go giving people these big golden parachutes. And so we're under the impression that this applies, you know, to OTB. We dug really deep into this, and we figured out that we were right, that this law does apply to the OTB, and this is a violation of New York state law. So we're asking both the Inspector General, who has authority over racing and wagering, and the Attorney General to take a look at this. We asked the board of OTB to reconsider their squandering of the money that was meant for the taxpayers, and they have refused. So this is why we're asking for an investigation.
What concerns did you have over the conduct of the executives at Western Region OTB?
Well, the concern is that the board of directors voted to have these people leave the payroll sometime next year, but to pay them a year's salary or less when they left. Now, remember, surplus money from the OTB is supposed to go to Erie County and the city of Buffalo. It's not designed to give their pals and their cronies big golden parachutes. Nobody gets paid for quitting a job, and then you get paid for a year after at a salary that exceeds the salary of the governor of New York State.
We've heard about the allegations of misuse of money for sporting event tickets along those lines. How concerned were you when you heard about those?
The OTB, under the current leadership, has a long and deep history of corruption. They feel as though the money that comes from the OTB is to benefit the executive director and board members, whether it's hotel rooms, box seats with all the beer and food you want, all paid for on the taxpayer dollar. So the OTB has long thumbed its nose at any rules and responsibilities. And this is just one more in this long episode of malfeasance at the OTB. We made a change in the board of directors, and we thought with that change that the culture would change, but it appears as though the old culture of corruption is remaining.
What do you hope will come out of this investigation?
We hope that the Inspector General or the Attorney General looks at it and says that the payouts violate the law and that money all has to come back.